Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. We're here with episodes 3 through 5 of Love is Blind. For everyone out there, if you're watching the show with us, consider this your spoiler alert. Consider this your warning. We're going to get into what we've seen from episodes 3 through 5. Okay, this has been exciting. Are you enjoying the show overall so far? What do you think?
I'm loving it. I watched it yesterday. I watched it previously, but then I watched it again yesterday for like a refresher. And I can't believe how like sort of unhinged it all is. And it takes a very specific person to go on this show.
it takes a specific person, and it's like, it's so interesting. I think the show starts slow. I don't think the first
two episodes.
It does.
I hate the pods.
But I guess the pods, I'm happy to have seen the pods now that we're here. These three episodes are really them, you know, we have our couples. We get our kind of the couples that we're going to watch all season. They set the table, you know, the pods set the table, and now we go to Mexico and we're going to see what they're like together and then interacting with one another after having met in the pods. And it is interesting to me, the difference in like how much easier it is to be the person you are talking about dating and then the person you are in a relationship. That is like the stark thing. And we said this on the last episode. You know, this experiment doesn't fix you. You know, like you got issues, right?
Yeah. It's also what you just said, the person who, like, when you're talking about dating and then actually having to do it, it's sort of like sexting where you're talking a big game and then he's like, comes over and he's expecting what you, you know, all the stuff that you're talking about, or vice versa. It's really, that's a very similar comparison.
I totally agree. And like on the subject of sexting, like I have to say, like, there is no more pressure filled moment than having to, I felt for a lot of the men, like the idea that, like, just like you said, like you're talking a big game. You're talking a big game about how much you love them and how much you want to hug them and how much you want to, you know, and you are this, you're setting up the version of yourself. You're explaining yourself in the way you want to be explained. And then you're you. And it's like, especially the physical stuff. And this is where, you know, again, we compare a lot to The Bachelor because this is starts as a Bachelor podcast. But just to see, like, okay, go be in a room together, go live together, you know, go on vacation together, share a bathroom. Like, I'm like sitting there like, hey.
I mean, the initial like connections that you have, like when the doors open up, the way I would be so nervous, because I'm sure you can't help but to paint a picture of this person of who you're like envisioning, who you've been talking to for hours on end. I think what they said, like, I spent 10 hours talking to you like one day, something crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's nuts. So when you see them, and if they are not up to that standard that you've created in your head, or that pedestal that you put them on, that can be a big letdown.
Yeah. And we're going to get into each couple. So, so the way we're going to do this episode, and we thought was the most entertaining / easiest to consume, is to go couple by couple. We have 5 couples that made it out of the pods. Okay, so to go through them, Zach and Irina, Kwame and Chelsea, Marshall and Jacquelina. Am I saying that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Brett and Tiffany, and then Micah and Paul. So we're going to go through each of the couples. We're going to go through kind of their stories. We're going to play some games at the end. Before we get into it, what would you name episodes 3 through 5? What would you name this chunk, so to speak?
It's really hard because they do like spend a little bit of time in the pods, but I think the overall vibe of this is honeymooning with your ex. I mean, you're going on the honeymoon, but then they all get to finally meet each other. So the girls all obviously know what they look like, and then the guys know what they look like, but seeing who you've been talking to from the people who you didn't choose is a really interesting aspect, and it causes some problems, as we will see later in the show.
I mean, you gotta feel lucky if the person you didn't end up with didn't end up with anyone else. Like, that is really dodging a bullet, is the idea that, like, because there's some couples where it's like they only found each other, but it's like, it's not like they didn't go on dates with other people. It's not like they didn't meet other people. It's not like they didn't do an hour with everyone who was there that we met and didn't meet. So there is some luck involved. Like, and also, not just luck, it's a type of person, like, you know, that is looking to stay on the show. Like,
Kwame.
There has to be a Kwame, Micah.
Yeah.
I mean, Irina, like, you know, Zach, I mean, like, you know, we look at some of these couples and you go, oh, you were going to be here no matter what. You were getting, like, it's, you know, it's like those people that you meet that are like, I just want a significant other, you know?
It's a level of desperation that is unmatched.
Right. I mean, but you know those people that are like, you're like, I just want a boyfriend. I just want a girlfriend. And then they get one. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Like, they were going to, there are some people here that I'm like, they were going to Mexico no matter what.
Yeah. Which is sad.
It's sad. And it also shows you, like, the engagement is really not an engagement like any of us know it. Like, I do think the Bachelor engagement is given more weight than the Love is Blind engagement.
Yes.
Like, this is like engaged to be engaged. I'm not saying that the Bachelor engagement is like, you know, ironclad, but it just...
End all, the be way, all.
Right. But the way they kind of connect with what engagement is, it does feel like a trial period that they're signing up for.
Yeah.
Like, they're not telling their friends and like everyone's doing a party and the engagement party. There's less embarrassment breaking off an engagement here socially than there is in real life.
Yes. But the second you get to the wedding, that's when it is drama.
Well then you're inviting people. So before we get in, and then my name.
Yeah, I want to know what your title is.
My title is Meet Your Real Fiance, because it is, you know, you met the person that's behind that wall, kind of. And now you're meeting, like, the real them. We're seeing people reveal themselves, show who they really are. And, like, you know, it is easy. And we got, like, a little taste. We talked about this last episode. Like, you could see, like, Micah and Irina kind of playing the mean girl role a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit of snickering, laughing at people. You kind of saw Kwame be, you know, the minute he gets broken up with, he's got a bottle of champagne in his hand. He's, like, you know, he turns into a little bit of a different person. Zach was always Zach, but I think we got a little bit more of a taste of Zach. He kind of went a different direction for me than I thought he was going to go. But so we're going to go through each of the couples. And before that, I just want to acknowledge one thing outside of the couples. Nick and Vanessa Lachey make their first appearance in a while. What is that?
I don't know. It's like, I don't understand what the point of having them on is at this point. It's like, we don't need a host.
They just hosted from the pods. They didn't even talk to them. They just did face to camera. They weren't even with the people.
It's so weird. We don't need it. Like, we know what's going on, or like maybe have like a voiceover or something, but we don't need the full, they're getting paid way too much money for what they're doing. I just know it.
I absolutely. I wrote down in my notes, I was like, Nick didn't even dress up. It looks like he's not even in pants that are like tailored. Like it looked like he wore sandals and he's just there. Like it looked like he would have like a Corona in his hand in the pods while he was doing, because they had like a, it was like a 3 minute like intro. And like, I for some reason they annoy me. They shouldn't annoy me. They shouldn't bother me. But every time they pop up, I'm like, I know, just like you said, they're making too much money for what this is. And I don't know who's watching for them or because of them, or I think we're watching in spite of them.
I mean, I think it's just they've been on it since the first season. And so changing it up, it, like, it just keeps it consistent. Like, I don't know.
They're also on another Netflix show about dating.
Yeah.
Which makes it even weirder. It's like they had like a contractual obligation.
Was it Perfect Match?
The right
match?
One or something? Perfect Match. You're right.
It was, yeah, Perfect Match. That's the one that they were. I don't know. Like, doesn't make any sense to me. Who's like, I need Nick Lachey on this. He's the host that I've been waiting for.
I mean, I would, if they were at the resort, maybe I'd have a different feeling, but like, they're not even there with them. They don't even counsel them. Like, if he was like, listen, I had this, I get it, I was with Jessica Simpson, another reality show, he kind of never admits that. Like,
I know. Right. Like, what makes them the, you know, the experts on love, or gives them the qualifications?
Because they're a couple. It was absolutely bizarre. Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so let's go to the couples. Let's start with Micah and Paul. Okay, Micah and Paul are kind of who we start episode 3 with. Micah and Paul, Micah's the blonde, Paul's the scientist, and they see each other, and it seems like they are good.
Yeah, this seemed like a very successful reveal. I was worried about Paul. I think there's something about Paul that he should be hot, but there's something that's like just ever so slightly off about him that
he's
I
wrote this down.
Out.
He's very skinny. He's skinny in a way that you're like, I don't know, is this a man's body?
Yeah, and very fair. Fair skinned.
Well, yeah,
poor Mexico.
Well, yeah, he needed the suntan lotion. Get him SPF 70. He did, and you start to realize, like, he even says, like, you know, they, first of all, they're like matching the voice to the physical, which, like, I would love to understand that sensation. That seems to be something like it is like one of those sensations that I like don't understand. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever experienced it.
Right. And you hear them talk about it. And a couple of the couples do mention, like, I'm putting my your voice to the body. And you're like, I wish I, that's one of those things. I know that they're going through something and I have no experience with it to understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I can, I truly have never been in that situation where, I guess, like, at work or something, like, if you've been on a Zoom call with somebody who doesn't have their camera on and you finally meet them in, I don't know, but, like, not actually been in a situation where I do not know what he looks like and I've only heard his voice. That's, it's giving, like, catfish.
Right.
But like, I can't FaceTime you. My phone's been broken for 6 years.
Right. I like the, you know, so they basically go to Mexico. The one thing when they get to Mexico is like, they basically both say they're not each other's type. They wouldn't have picked each other.
Yeah.
And I, you know, there's a moment where Paul puts all his clothes onto the ground. It's actually kind of insane. He just, like, takes his duffel bag and empties it like it's Halloween candy. Yeah, like, he's like a toddler. And you're like, and it is funny that I was even being like, I could never date Paul. Like, I was like, the way he's walking into a hotel room, it looked like he hadn't washed his, he gets out into his underwear and you're like, the underwear looks like it's 1,000 years old. Like, his clothes look like he's had them for, like, year, you know, just like that they've been washed and, you know, on while he backpacked through Cambodia. Like, it just, he is a certain type and even says that he used to only date witchy types and granola types and that, you know, Micah is kind of a different look than he's used to.
Yeah, she's giving very much like blonde, bombshell's not really the word that I'm looking for, but, you know, like hot girl kind of energy. And he's pretty nerdy, which I, she says that's the appeal for her. She's like, I like how like dorky he is because this isn't the usual guy who I would date. And I think that's a lot of our problems is that we keep going to the same type of guys or girls and we keep getting, like, nothing's working out because we're choosing the same types of people, maybe.
Well, that was kind of the most interesting part about Micah and Paul to me. Like, they go on good dates. Like, they seem to have fun together.
Yeah.
They go to the, you know, they go ATVing. They go to the cave. They go swimming together. When they are together, they are pretty good together. Like, they seem to, like, dive into what the, each other's deal is. When they are apart, they are very much apart. They are very much like it, almost like they're swingers. Like, it is weird the way they operate where it's like, because Micah says a lot what you just said. She kind of says he's good for me. Like, this is good. This is he. And it's
he's
going to
fix me.
Right. He's going to fix me. It's weird to treat a significant other as your medication because it did feel like she's like. Because when she's with him, she's you can tell she's like, this is a good life. This is, you know, this feels right. And then you see her like at the parties and, you know, talking with, you know, Kwame and kind of and having drinks and getting involved with the drama. And you go, this is a different person than we're seeing swimming with him in the caves.
Yes, that's when she was talking to Kwame in the pool. Also, it was really interesting watching her fall back into that mean girl type of energy with Irina because her and Irina reconnect in Mexico and they immediately, they're like flirting with Kwame and who was the other guy? Was it Marshall? Brett?
Not Brett. Brett stayed away from the fray. Marshall was, I mean, Brett was talking with them, but the flirt was definitely with Kwame.
Yes.
And definitely, like, kind of talking shit about Chelsea, not being, like, excited to see her enough. And it definitely was like, oh, like, you're an okay person, except when you get in surroundings where you feel threatened or in a competition or, yeah, mm-hmm. it was like, you need to stay away from others, you know, like, it's, yes.
And that whole time I was thinking, I was like, where the fuck is Paul? I was like, because we keep seeing right. Chelsea clock their conversation, which was honestly really inappropriate. I'm going to say, like,
right.
that combo was, like, really fucked up. They were, like, holding hands. She was touching his face. It's like, this is, right. If I were Chelsea.
So, basically, at what point in the episodes they have this pool party? And seemingly, and just as a side note, they're getting hammered. They are drinking. This is not, you know, the Bachelor, we know when someone's drunk and it's kind of like this taboo thing, but it's not like everyone's drinking together. You're not watching a pregame. And yeah. When this show, you're watching, people are drinking, people are taking shots. You can see who the ringleaders are, who the people are like, let's do it. And at this pool party, Chelsea or Micah and Kwame kind of reconnect and have this thing. But we can get to that when we get to Kwame and Chelsea, but it does feel like from Micah is kind of seduced by the drama. And yes. You're right. Paul is nowhere to be found. Doesn't seem to care.
No, not at all. Which is really, really interesting because I feel like he would be the type of guy to care. But you're right. When they're apart, they're very much apart. I mean, mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Paul was flirting with Irina at one point right. In the pool.
Right. They're
Irina
talking.
Irina is a fucking demon.
Right. Irina is brutal. I mean, let's keep going to Brett and Tiffany.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is God's favorite.
Right. The heart of the show. They are the heart and soul of the show. They get together pretty quickly. They don't seem to have relationships with anyone else. You know, I would say good for them. I would also say we don't know if they just only spoke to each other. We don't know if they got lucky that, like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, we just connected and there was no one else that interested both of us. You know, like, there's luck associated with that. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to ruin the fantasy of Brett and Tiffany, but, like, you know, the idea that, like, they were just drawn to one another blindly is either very romantic and nice, or maybe they had dates with other people and that's what we're being served. And that just didn't work out the same way. But it did seem like they have a very, like, you know, straight to the top arc. You know, they had the
yes.
One thing with her falling asleep in the pods, but they
seem
to make a full comeback and they're, like, attracted to each other. They get to the hotel. It feels like they're, like, right? What did
I mean,
you think?
I mean, yeah. Seeing them, I remember watching the reveal, and I'm like, wow, they won the lottery. They're
right.
Definitely the best-looking couple on the show. And
right.
they don't have to deal with any exes, at least none that we, like, know of
right.
At this point. And this seems like the dream type of couple. I mean, I love them. I would die for them.
And Brett seems to be like the guy that every woman notices. Like,
yes.
There's one point where Jacqueline
yeah.
sees him and is like, whoa. And
yeah.
and you start to wonder, like, I guess he just didn't, you know, it's like his personality was for a Tiffany type who's a little bit, she, you know, Tiffany said she's one of the old, I think she was the oldest there
mm-hmm.
at 36. And
yeah. You
had to really want to dig in with a guy like Brett. Like, he wasn't going to come in and be like, you know, in my free time, I'm a stripper. He wasn't, like, going to go big. So no. You had to, like, kind of, like, ease into Brett, I think, because you did have the sense that, like, the other women are like, wait, who was that guy? You know, you did have a sense, like, they were like, wait, you know, they're going through their journals. Like, where's my notes on this guy? Right.
I would have been the same way because seeing Brett, that he is definitely, I mean, he's a hunk.
He is a hunk, and you could tell, like, tall, big dude. And, like, this isn't to, you know, I'm not comparing to Tiffany's good looking too, like beautiful too.
Gorge.
But you could, even when they had the discussion, like Tiffany even says to him, like, all the women are talking about you. And then he goes, yeah, the guys think you're cool. They like think you're the best. Like, it was like,
I'd be like, you know what? You should have just left it. Yeah. I don't need
just
to
say
hear
one
it.
Of them wants to fuck me, okay? Please, you know,
say that I'm cool.
Cool. Yeah, they thought you were the coolest. They think you're great for me. And then that does bring up the subject of sex. They do go around at this pool party, like kind of being like, who's done it, who's not. And I thought it was so interesting just to hear Tiffany be like, I'm on my birth cycle or whatever. I think she called it her cycle or something. And
on her period?
She didn't say period, though.
She might.
It was weird. It was weird the way she referenced it. It sounded like she wanted to sound older. Like, I'm on. And she goes, but we can do other things.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, it was like, it was very medicinal the way she explained having a period.
And, well, the talking about the sex stuff, I think that's really interesting because what has nobody there had like just like a one night stand before? Like, just
I mean, I guess,
you know what I
mean?
Guess, like, I don't think it's that deep, but I guess if you're when you're making this sort of commitment to someone, like you did the proposal thing, there's supposed to be a wedding at the end, there is some sort of like there's some weight behind it, but I think the longer you like postpone doing the deed, I think it like you'll get in your head, like, because then you're like, okay, it's tonight, like I gotta, it just needs to happen naturally. And I think the longer you wait, the harder that is.
Well, I you know what, it's interesting you say that, because we had Brett and Tiffany, who we believe is like good to go, and she's sitting there being like, I'm on my ovulation chart. I'm in my cycle. And then she references like, we've done other things. That's not to say I can't take care of them type of thing. She kind of says something along those lines. And then there's like Kwame and Chelsea who are like, we're fucking, like, and
oh,
you
yeah,
go
immediately.
And then you have like Zach and Irina who can't even kiss each other yet. And so you're like, you know, it is a like, you know, not to use this reference again, but it's a Three Bears situation, like too hot, too cold, just right. Because, you know, you see, everyone has their own preference, but you go, you know, what's the one that you're like, I care about this? And what's the one that you're like,
yeah,
I don't want to do this? And then what's the one where it's like, I don't care at all, but do I care about this person?
I don't know.
If I have sex too soon. Like, there is a, I don't know, because and it's hard not to, like, relate it to the couples and how they, did Paul and Micah mention sex at all? Do we remember on that?
Honestly, I can't remember if Paul and Micah mentioned anything about it. Now, would you, like, if you were in this situation, how would you feel about the sex thing? Like, how would you handle that, do you think?
See, I would, you know, it's such a huge first impression sexually, you know? So it's like, if you like I'm imagining worst case scenario, you walk in, they're like, let's have sex. You're like, I just came my pants. It's over. You know, like, you don't want to be that guy, you know, like, cause there's just all this pressure on it. And
yeah.
And then you don't want to, you know, like, so you want it to be good, quote unquote. You don't want to have to like work from bad. I will say, like, you know, for a lot of men, like, you're dealing with a finicky beast down there. And as you know, relationship sex is generally better than one night stand sex because you know the person. So like, but this first sexual encounter with this person is as much a one night stand, is more a one night stand than relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you just don't, you know, right?
You don't know anything. I mean, I guess you know everything about them, but like, but connecting that to the person, like, you've never even touched this person before until like 2 days ago. I don't know. It's so weird.
What would your feeling be about it? What would you do?
I think I would have to just like, I don't know. I think I would have to kind of dive into it and just like get it over with, because I think I would get in my head. One of the things that I liked about Micah and Paul is that they're really leaning into what it is. They're like, we're not necessarily each other's types, but like, we're going
to give it a shot.
Really try. Like, we're going to really try. Like, we're going to do the whole like PDA and kissing and flirting. Like, we're really going to like go for this. And I really like that about them. And so in my head, I think I would panic too much if I was waiting to do it. I'd rather just do it and get it over with.
Which I'd be like,
so unromantic, but I don't know what to say.
I think there's a piece of that that I would want to do too. Just like get it out of our system, good or bad. Let's just do it so that we can move on from the first time, so we don't put too much pressure. I'd be like, hey, let's go in the plane bathroom. We'll do hand stuff. Let's just get something out of our system. Like, let's get off of first base.
Like, yeah. Just
hand stuff in the Mile High Club. Let's just get it going.
Get it over with. Because that's something that Jacquelina also says at the like evening pool party. She was like, yeah, Marshall and I had sex. She was like, it opened up. Like, it was like a new level of intimacy. It sort of took the weight off of everything.
So this is a good transition into Jacquelina and Marshall. And you're right. Because at first, Jacquelina is like, this is not my type. She goes, I like muscles and tattoos everywhere. And Marshall is like Mr. Sensitivity. He seems like the best guy ever.
The best guy. Yeah. I mean, so nice, very kind. Like, he's like handing her like her medicine, like opening it up from the like doing above and beyond.
Yeah, and Jacquelina has, to me, like a lot of like bravado. It just seems like she like does a lot of things that she's trying to say she's not uncomfortable, even though she is. Like, she makes a lot of Dora the Explorer noises. Like, it's always like making noises and like yelling things. And she even says, like, before they even meet, like, if you have halitosis, that's a deal breaker for me. It's like, okay, you would hope that, you know, the person, like you've just gotten to know this person on whatever level and you're like sitting there yelling about halitosis. Like,
yeah.
Why do you have to, like, it's a little bit like doth protest too much, like, energy from her.
Big over the top like personality, which at first, like during the pods, I was like, man, this is pretty fun. I was like, she seems like energetic. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like her and I would get along. But after seeing her and Marshall together more and more and like watching them interact, like there was one, they went out to lunch one day and she was like, cheers to me and only me. Just kidding, you too. Like, things like that. And I'm like, he doesn't get these. Like, I don't think he's taking that well.
I totally agree. It didn't seem like, it's also like there's a time to like put it away. Like, we're done.
Yeah.
You have committed. You know, like this is like, and this guy can't be nicer to you. So like, it's a little bit of like, it's not like you're fucking with a guy who is this guy who fucks with you. That's not even his style of relationship. Like, his style seems to be caregiver and lover and
acts of
and
service.
Hugger.
Yeah,
totally. And she's like, oh, shot for me. And it's like, it's not fun to do that when someone is like, yeah, I got you the shot. You know, like, it doesn't make
sense.
She's
calling him her dumbass.
Right.
She referred to him as her dumbass. I'm like, ew.
It seems like, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, this is, I'm making an assumption, but like, it seems like because they go on that day market date and she kind of acts like that when alcohol is around a little bit. Mm. Like, it does seem to like that's a little bit of a trigger where she goes, you know, because like after they get back from that day date, she has like a kind of a meltdown. And they don't really get into it. It doesn't get specific, but we know that. Basically, we see Marshall taking care of her in a way, like offering her help, and we kind of come to the next day, and she's apologizing. She is apologizing, and she's like, I don't want that to ever happen again. It's like, well, if it happened night one, this is what I'm signing up for.
Yeah. It was a big, not a red flag is the wrong way to say it, but like an orange flag was raised a bit with this interaction and how she was kind of handling it. And they never got into what it was. And they still haven't, even at the end of episode 5, like we still don't know. It has something to do with family at home. And right. I worry that this is going to be a thing for her. Like you said, if it's happening on the first night, something
right, like a red flag to me is like Paul dumping out his backpack and it's all his clothes crumbled up on the floor. That's one of those things where you go, okay, we're gonna have to get him some new clothes. We're gonna have to teach him about putting your clothes away, folding. These are things that you go, this is who they are, but also like I get it, it's a type. Her meltdown was like not even in the fun red flag deal breaker world. Yeah, it felt like it felt like she, just like you said, like an orange flag. You're like, oh, like if I was Marshall, I'd be like, okay, so there's something with her family and it takes over her enough to treat me badly. Yeah. Like, and you go, and especially when Marshall told us his whole backstory of like being sensitive and getting yelled at by his dad for being sensitive. And then like, you know, I don't know. It was like a foreshadow that you're like, yes, this could get ugly.
A foreshadow. Exactly. 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 And I think, I don't know. She's not even nice to him when she's being nice. And right. So when she's in a bad mood or something's wrong, I worry about these two. She seems a little unhinged.
Right. There's something that we're going to learn, I'm sure. Now, let's go to, as we go through the couples, we get messier and messier. We are at Kwame and Chelsea. Now, Kwame was basically... Kwame expressed his love for Micah. Mm-hmm. Micah turns him down to go with Paul. Chelsea and him end up together. And something Kwame does is that he will speak himself into... It seems like Kwame's big on big speeches to convince himself of what he's doing is the correct thing.
He literally gaslit himself into liking Chelsea.
Right.
He was talking to one of the guys. Absolutely. He was like, I can't believe how much I like her. He's like, we just like clicked. He was like, you know what? This is right for me. And I'm like, bro, you literally wanted to propose to Micah yesterday. He legitimately gaslit himself into liking Chelsea. And now here he is proposing and he's with her. And I think he regrets it.
And there's such a thing as like couple speak. Like Chelsea kind of says something along the lines of like, we've had a slow burn, which I think is better. And then he's like, you're right, it is better. And you're like, oh, we're just going to agree with each other. Like, you know when you meet a couple that's like a monster as a couple? You're like, they go home and tell each other how right they are. And it's like, it kind of felt like that's how Chelsea and Kwame ended up together. They were telling each other how right they were. And Kwame does do these big, like, he's always telling people how it is. He's always in, you know, even in the pods. No, you got to love a girl. You got to take, you know, he's like, and you're like, dude, I don't know. It feels like a mask for
I've been
turned down and I'm not sure. I'd rather.
He's embarrassed. And he's one of the people you were talking about that he was like, I'm going to Mexico no matter what. Like, I'm.
Right.
Showing up. Like, there's no way I'm leaving here without someone. And so he ends up picking Chelsea. And I think he's just spending this entire time convincing himself that this was the right choice. And
right.
Which sucks because Chelsea is the exact opposite. Chelsea's very intense. Very intense with her feelings. Like,
okay.
Like, like, it's always like, it's you and me. It's like, you're the person I want. Like, I've been searching. Like, it just seems like she's always like, not love bombing, but sort of like, right, just dumping these, everything's talking about feelings and us and how we can grow and not just like getting to know each other.
Right. Cause at first they do seem fine. And I guess like that was like the cover of like how handsy they were with each other. And it felt like a couple that, like, you know, they ended up like, it felt like a couple that was on their first vacation together. Like them more than most was like, you know, and they talk about how they had sex a lot. Like, they come to the pool party, they're having sex like crazy, they claim, you know, and Chelsea even talks about it with other people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They make me nervous.
Then they go to the pool party, and we're going to go back to this pool party scene.
Yes.
Because Kwame, basically, before the pool party, there's a talk with Kwame and Chelsea of like, I am going to see someone and I'm going to talk. He's like, I'm going to go talk to Micah and I'm going to be totally cool about it, but I want to like talk with her to like, right? What was the vibe?
With, when he was asking Chelsea if he could.
Right.
He spoke to her, and he was, before they even got to the pool party, he was like,
right,
would you be cool with me sort of like just talking to her? And Chelsea was like, yeah, whatever. But it quickly turned into like inappropriate conversations. And Chelsea's patience, right, is beyond to me.
Well, and you're absolutely right. Chelsea I don't know what Chelsea could have done. Like, I do understand, like, hey, I'm still figuring out this relationship. I'm not going to be the person that's like, you can't talk to other women. I don't want to be the jealous one. Mm-hmm. Kwame, though, goes over, I guess the intent, if I remember correctly, was like, I'm going to go close off loose
closure
ends there.
Closure. Yeah, closure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes to her, but then like this quickly becomes a flirty conversation. Like, Micah is probably the worst person that you could ever go to for closure, because she's kind of holding it overhead, and she makes a joke. She gets them shots and she goes to failed proposals. And
that
you're
is
like,
so mean. I was so mad.
Right. I was too, because you're like, okay, now, and it's like, these two are the worst types to deal with what is going on. Like, it felt like Kwame is the type of person to be motivated by being fucked with, and Micah is the type to fuck with someone who she knows likes her.
Mm-hmm.
She
knows.
And it was like, right. And it was just such like, oh my God. It was just such like a, you're like, oh, you two are the most ill-equipped for what this is going to be, because Micah feeds into it more. Oh, and then Irina's there. Like, why would he be mad? And it's like, why would he be mad? He poured his heart out to you. He tried to propose to you. You said no. He's coming to you to be like, hey, let's talk about this. He's also probably being a little flirty. He's at a pool party. There's tequila. He's shirtless. He looks great. She looks great. This whole thing. And they kind of treat it as if nobody's engaged and we're all just here at a singles event.
I know. That's exactly what it felt like. It felt like a mixer of some sort for everybody to get to know each other. And it's like, no, you guys all proposed to other people.
Right.
And the thing is that Kwame, I understand him wanting to, you know, talk to Micah after she made that comment and be like, hey, that was kind of fucked up.
Right.
Let's not. But he took advantage of Chelsea's coolness and the situation, and it turned into this 20-minute, we're holding hands, we're talking about how we still have feelings for each other. And when Chelsea called him out for it later in the room, he said, no, I was just talking to her because I needed to let her know that she said something fucked up. And it's like, no, there were other things.
Right.
That conversation was way too long.
Right. And it shows you kind of what, like, it shows you what people do when they're in a bad relationship. The way, like, a story's told. Like, Kwame's telling a story where he's not the bad guy. And listen, I can understand I'm with someone and I'm attracted to someone else and we just met a week ago in pods and now I'm engaged. Like, I can understand how Kwame goes off the rails of his own engagement. But to say to her, oh, we're just having a... Like, no, that was a flirty, tequila-filled event that went on.
Yes. Touching your... Like, she's wiping stuff off of his chin. They're literally holding hands.
Right.
No,
right.
I was infuriated.
Horrible. And yeah, it was... And I felt for Chelsea because it does feel like in the way that you said, like, Paul and Micah... You know, when they're together, it feels like Chelsea's like here for it. She's like, come on, let's figure it out. We are together. And it's very apparent that Kwame is here for a party and here for, I don't know, we're engaged, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't see him saying yes at the end of this because at that later party at night, yeah. Again, he's with the guy, he's with Brett, and I think it's Marshall, and he's talking about Micah again. He was like, you know what?
Right.
Micah, I'm just going to like close it up, put it in the past. I'm like, why is he still talking about her? Like, you should right. be, we need to be done with this.
It seems as though he's obsessed with the win, as you know, and he doesn't care what it's going to do to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chelsea said it right. She's like, we're a team now. Like, when you go talk for 20 minutes, that is insulting to me. You're not just on yes. your own. Yeah. Let's go to our last couple, which fitting that we should end with a couple
my
that
favorite.
has ended. Zach and Irina, we start in the pods. Bliss opens up about... So there's... Zach is debating between Bliss and Irina. Mm-hmm. And... It turns into a weird thing, right? Don't you think? Like Bliss basically is talking about, you know, like he's basically in this position of I'm choosing one or the other.
Yeah, he has the upper hand. He has this power, which he definitely has never had before.
Right. And he and Irina, Bliss basically has told Zach, like, it was interesting because Bliss tells Zach, like, I just don't. In as not as many words, but like I don't like Irina. Yes. I don't think she's like a great
person,
chick. Right? Mm-hmm. And then she kind of walks it back a little bit because she doesn't want to be the person talking shit. She kind of like says like, well, you know, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't get involved. And then she talks about how like her family, like, you know, sometimes her dad doesn't like her mm-hmm. exes. And that seemed to be the thing to me that Zach was like, I can't get involved with this.
Mm-hmm. It felt like because he was like scared about that.
Well, I it kind of seemed to me in the pods before we got out of the pods that Zach wanted to be with someone he could manipulate. And he yes. knew that he wouldn't be able to manipulate Bliss. And he definitely wouldn't be able to manipulate her family and they would just see through him right away. And he was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to be seen through, so I'll go with Irina, who it feels like I can kind of talk into my romantics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly. It's interesting because he ends up choosing Irina and they have that conversation because he tells... This is why I think Zach is sort of loving this is because he tells Irina what Bliss said. He said, you know, Bliss said, you know, you're a little like you're more like savage than her or like something like right. that, like hurting her feelings to sort of pin them against each other because right. he's liking this. I get to choose situation. And man, did he fuck up.
I mean, I don't want to like accuse any, yeah, because, well, then Zach sings to Irina. And the singing to Irina is one of the most, I've never felt embarrassment like that watching a show in my entire life. Because it was earnest. He was actually singing to her. He was trying. It wasn't a joke. There were actual lyrics. And I didn't think about it until they met, but I was like, And I don't know how this sounds or whatever, but I was like, is he on the spectrum? Because to sing that, when he was singing the song, I was like, what the fuck? This is a surprise, right?
So Kwame sang, and that was weird, and it like fell off or whatever, but I could guess through Kwame. Yes.
Right, right. It wasn't the same.
Zach singing, I was like, no. And then you see his face. He's not joking at all. This is something that should have been like funny and ironic, and he is dead fucking serious. Like standing right. up like.
Well, that's why I was like, maybe he doesn't understand like social cues. Like I could understand like I don't know if he understands the environment with which he's in, because then they get out and they see each other for the first time, and like immediately he is like looking deeply into her eyes, and like at that point I went from like not liking Zach to kind of feeling for Zach, because Irina's just like, you look like a cartoon. She's like making fun of him. She goes, you look like a cartoon.
And she's
like, can you please blink? And he's like, I want to kiss you. And she's like, not yet. And it's like, at that point I go, if I were him, I go, like, I would feel the temperature of the room and I would be like, okay, obviously this isn't working for you. I've gotten ahead of myself. Maybe I should back off. Or like,
yeah,
I would have different conversations than Zach was just staring at her lovingly.
I know. Everything, she was giving him all of the cues that like she was not into it. I mean, she was a bitch about it. I'm not gonna like saying he's a cartoon, calling him creepy. He just proposed to you. And you're calling him creepy the first 5 minutes after meeting him. Like her body language was like completely angled away from him. She didn't it didn't I was like, this is going to be so, so bad.
Well, even in Mexico, she's kind of laughing in his face a little bit. He brings up the cartoon thing again. Like, that would be something I, like, wouldn't bring up again. Like, I don't know. Like, Zach, you know, every time she was mean to him, he was just, like, very direct. Like, he never, like, softened blows. He was like, I think you think this. I think he was always very mathematical with her. Like, it was just like. And everyone seems to be, all the women seem to like blame Zach. You know,
the women do not like Zach.
Right. And but that's why I was like, maybe he's not good with social interaction.
I think you're right. I think it's especially with women, because the guys seem to like him. Kwame says he likes Zach. Paul loves Zach. They're best friends.
Right.
But the women, he must make women uncomfortable in some sort of way, because who was it? I think it was Jacquelina. She said, Zach needs to stay 5 feet away from me at all times, or six feet away from me at all times. She was like, I don't. And then she called Irina a peasant. Something about Zach is not reading. I mean, even when Irina said he was looking like a cartoon, she goes, what do I look like? He goes, Megan Fox.
Right.
I thought I was going to faint. I was like, what?
I'm not trying to let him off the hook by giving him this like diagnosis that I have no right to give. But like, it is weird that the guys are like, it's just him. He's like a weirdo. And then he has this like... this like robot thing with the women, and then like the way Irina treated him, and he just didn't get it. And the breakup could have happened way early. Like, how about the fact that he tries to have a talk with her where he's like, I need you to invest like I'm investing. And then they go to the party and he goes, I didn't get an answer. It's like, how do you leave that without an answer? Like,
I know.
The breakup should have happened there.
Like when they were laying on that couch and he brought it up, the second he said that, she just covers her face with a pillow.
Right. And Irina, like, you know, Irina just comes off like a monster.
Monster.
There's a point, and she basically does the thing that is the most immature thing that everyone has done probably once in their life, is that put a person in a position to break up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to do it. And Irina, her age and immaturity showed the whole Mexico trip. And as this is all going on, she's claiming to be attracted to Paul, her best friend's fiance.
That is the craziest part about this. I'm like, Irina, you literally have one person that likes you on this right. show, and you're gonna, and which is Micah, and you're gonna go for her fiance. You're gonna flirt with him publicly in the pool.
Right. And we kind of leave it with Zach breaking up with Irina, them coming back to Seattle, and Zach is waiting for Bliss at a restaurant, and they're gonna talk. And I think, like, I kind of felt for Bliss in that moment, because Bliss seems, it's like, Bliss, you've met the pods version of Zach. You haven't met live in person version of Zach yet.
Around other people,
right.
When he was waiting for her at the restaurant, he was dressed in a suit like he was showing up for a job interview.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt and bring us back. That was something I noticed throughout the whole pods experience. He never dressed comfortably. He always kind of looked American Psycho. He was always in slacks with a tucked in shirt. Like, there was never like sweatshirt Zach. There was never like t-shirt Zach. It was always like, right. And I really do think he's I hope it doesn't sound like I'm saying this as a negative. It just seems like that's why he didn't connect with the people once they were in person. Like, it was almost like the pods helped him in a way.
Yeah, become something that he is not used to being, or having this power that he's not used to having, because people are going off of, man, body language and eye contact and just like physical gestures can do a lot to sway someone's opinion or how they feel about your attraction.
And if that's something you don't react to at all, you're going to be a different date than they're going to tell you different things. They're going to get less deep with you. I mean, if you showed up to a date with a guy and he was like, let's sit on our couch and watch Netflix, and he was literally in a suit, you'd be like, what's going on?
I thought jail. Like, I would call the police immediately. Like, I would about to be murdered.
So that gets us to the end of this block of shows. Let's do some games. Does that sound good? I got some would you rathers. Okay, we can go through them quick.
You're so good at these.
I write them down as they come up, and I'm just like, okay, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
Break up when they see you, or after a trip to Mexico. So break up the minute they see you from the pods, or they break up with you after a trip to Mexico.
I think from the jump, right after the pods. Right. Let's not make anybody uncomfortable. It's like a Zach and Rachel after their fantasy suite. Like, we don't need to draw this out any longer.
Right. Or Irina, right?
Well, I was referring back to Bachelor. How Zach and Rachel ended up staying the night together when they clearly should have just went back.
If I'm Zach and Irina, if Irina looked at me and goes, I can't kiss you, I'd be like, listen, let's go our separate ways. I don't need to know that you also don't like my personality.
Yes.
I don't need you to, like, basically tell me, like, oh, it's not just your looks, the whole you as a person. I'd be like, I'm out.
All of it.
Okay, would you rather tell you someone in Mexico is more their type, or they're going to continue a friendship with someone that they met in the pods? So you get to Mexico with your fiance. The fiance goes, so-and-so is totally my type. Or they say, so-and-so and I, we're just going to be friends. Which would you rather?
I'd rather them just... if they're more your type, it's like, then what? Then you know what I mean? Like, I automatically feel.
But we connected on an interpersonal level.
No. That's not enough.
Right.
That's not enough. I'd rather you can be friends with whoever you want after, you know, from the pods. Like, that's fine, right. I guess.
I would rather you. I would rather the person obsessed with me physically.
Yeah.
And then they have their friendship somewhere else, but they're like, yeah, they're not. I just wasn't even attracted to them. To have them go, they're more my type, and I'm just with you because I like your mind. As sad as that sounds.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay, your first day in Mexico with your new fiance from the pods. You have stomach issues or you're hungover?
Hungover.
Rather Easy. Hungover.
I'd rather be hungover. I'd rather, like, give me a Bloody Mary, get me out to the sun and the pool. What about you? Same?
I'd rather hungover because stomach issues, now you're signaling, this is what a life with me is like. I will be in the toilet for a third of our lifetime.
I know. It's hard to have, like, and like going out with my friends who I know have, like, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. They're like, they're always have a stomach ache. And I'm like, listen, come on.
I am that friend. Jared hasn't been here for a half hour. One time I went on a bachelor party to New Orleans, and when we left, I said, I think New Orleans is anti-Semitic. None of the food is, all of the food is cream-based, all of the drinks are sugar-based, and none of them agree with my stomach. I was in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom for like a third of the bachelor party. Like, it was like noticed. And I was like, listen, we would literally like wake up. I'd take a sip of like a grenade and I'd be like, well, I'll see you guys in an hour. You know, like it was like a thing.
I'm weak. I just learned something new about you. Wow.
Every day.
I'll carry Pepto next time I see you.
Thank you. Okay. Sleeping in a room with someone you don't like. Okay. So you're in Zach and Irina's position. It seemed as though Zach, who said sleeping next to you in this bed was the worst night of my life.
Like,
even the way he said it to her was like so like lacking emotional connection to feeling horrible about it. Like it was just uncomfortable for me to watch.
I know.
But if you're in a room, with someone you don't like, do you sleep in the bed with a pillow wall or do you sleep on the couch?
Couch. I don't want because everything you're gonna do in that bed, whether it's breathe, move, like anything, it's gonna annoy me.
Right.
I'm gonna get me out to the couch because even more, like if I don't like you, if anything that you do is gonna piss me off. So I'd just rather be on the couch. What about you?
I'm in the bed. I'm gonna get my sleep. I'm getting my sleep no matter what. Fuck it.
You
over there, I'm over here. I don't need to touch you. You don't need to touch me. I'll see you in the morning. I'm staying on the bed. Couch sleep is like the worst fucking sleep.
It is the worst sleep, but man, I think I would sleep less in the bed because I'm going to wake up and I think I'm going to murder him. And then then I'm getting arrested. Like he's going to wake. I'm going to wake up covered in blood because I just fucking killed the dude next to me.
In like your version of sleepwalking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your predictions as of episode 5 ending? What do you predict?
I think that Zach.
This is called going in blind. So what do we predict? For
I love
the
that. I think that Zach and Bliss might try, like, they're not bringing Bliss back just for one conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to at least try to make it work or maybe go on a date or something's going to happen. I don't know if they'll, like, get engaged or anything, but I think attempts are going to be made, and I think she's going to be open to it.
I think I think Micah and Paul will not stand the test of time. I can't see it happening. It seems like it's going to get messier.
Micah is not to be trusted.
Right. It's so weird the difference between her with him alone and her with a big group. how she totally is a different person. It's almost like drama is what she's, you know, intoxicated by. It's almost a drug to her. And that's one of those things that you're like, the pods can't fix your problem. Like, you still have to go to the outside world. Like, listen, it's like when you go, like, there are places, it's like going to, like, you know, I like got in shape one summer, and it was while I was working at a summer camp. And it's like, yeah, here it's easy to get in shape, you know, try it when there's dollar slices at 2 a.m. You know,
hello.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Alarming or disarming? Name one thing that you saw and debate whether it will be a red flag. It would be a red flag or not. So, alarming or disarming? What is one thing from the show that you would like? Is it a red flag or a deal breaker type of deal?
If your significant other wants closure, like asks you for closure with their ex.
It's alarming. It's alarming that I have gotten this far with you and you still, because if you needed closure from an ex, like first three dates, you could be like, I see this person as someone I'm going to date before anything. Let me go back to this ex so I can just get this table cleared off in my mind, you know?
Yes, I agree. I think it's alarming as well. Like, You're totally right. We've made it this far. Why are we still hanging
There's a way to do it without including me in doing it if you really want to do it. It seemed that Kwame just wanted to talk to her, not that he wanted closure.
Yeah. He wanted to have like the freedom to, you know, be around her if he wanted to, and I think that's the only way to do it. Like, we're just calling things off. We're ending things. But he keeps talking to her and he keeps bringing it up to other people. It's no longer closure if it's like that.
No. Okay, so I had someone makes fun of you for wanting to date them.
Ooh. That's alarming.
Right.
I mean, like, it's like, aren't you supposed to be selling yourself? Like, when I've gone out with like some guys who are, you know, self-confidence issues or whatever, they're like, I don't even know why you would like me. You know, I do this, I do that. Like, I don't have a lot of money. I'm like, don't tell me that.
Right.
I was
sell
like,
the sizzle. Right.
don't like, why are you telling me that it's dumb to like you? Then I'm going to be like, all right. See ya.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is weird to like, I mean, I guess like, yeah, this is different than the Micah thing. You know, Micah's making fun of him after the fact, after she turned him down. If you make fun of someone who's like, you want to date me? It's like, what should I know? You know, what am I missing here?
Yeah, what's... there's something being hidden, and I'm going to find out.
Right.
I'm going to find out.
Thank you. Okay, so top spot. Who's running the show right now?
We have the same thing, Tiffany and Brad. I feel like they I'm curious to see what obstacles they encounter, because it can't all just be, I love you, you're perfect. What, you know?
Right. There has to be like, there's got to be something that comes up. But I mean, if anything, the road is paved. Like, no exes there. They like each other. They're into each other. They're in the pool together. They're both hot. Like, you go, okay, well, this can work.
Yeah.
You know, I had the same Tiffany and Brett. I also had the resort. I like the resort.
I think
that restaurant that's at the resort, and I think it was on the first season as well. I think they go to the same place every year, right?
They must. Yeah.
It's the place with that big like skull in the front. Whatever that restaurant is.
It's a X carrot or S carrot. Starts with an X.
whatever it is, it looks like a fun place to go at a resort. Like, usually the resort restaurant isn't that great. That place, serving shots, nice looking cocktails. It looks like they got like a grill situation where you can get some grilled meats. They're doing grilled lobster when they did the pool party.
Yeah.
I really, the resort, in the way that, like, you know, we're taping this around the same time that Fantasy Suites happened on The Bachelor, that resort in Thailand didn't really speak to me. It kind of looked like they were at like a bayou. This one, I was like, I'd like to vacation there.
Yes, like I would go here. And also, I think I'm wrong about what the resort is. I'm also watching Married at First Sight, and I think that's okay. Where they go on their honeymoon.
Okay.
So I think I need to stop watching people who don't know each other get married.
I mean, they get confusing. They can all kind of bleed into each other. Yeah,
it does. It's really a lot. Wow.
Who did you have as the who's your villain of the week?
I think Irina. I think she's ruining her relationship. She ruined her relationship with Zach. She was mm-hmm. mean to him. She also was flirting with Paul. I just think she's scum.
Right. I scum is the right word because it's like you made a guy feel like crap to get to Mexico. Like, yeah. You know, and it's like, listen, there's a lot of assholes out there and no, you know, even on this show, there's other villains. Micah and Kwame could be considered villains as well. But Irina seemed to be mean to everyone she came across. Like, Irina seemed, she was mean to Bliss. She's now going to be mean to Micah because she's kind of flirting with her guy. She was mean to Zach. Who was she nice to that had nothing to offer her? And it seemed Bliss was right, you know, to say that she's not.
Nobody liked her. Literally no one liked her. Like right. at the resort. Jacquelina literally called her a peasant.
Yeah, right. I wanted more explanation on that. She just said it and you were like, okay, I believe you, but I just wanted like more. Yeah, but
what?
So listen, we did it. That's episodes 3 through 5.
Wow.
I'm excited for more of this season. This has been fun.
Me too. I'm excited to see what transpires because I think it's just going to get better and better. That's what I've noticed with this show is that watching these relationships develop only gets more interesting.
Right. I totally agree. It starts slow, gets good.
It's
a slow burn, so to speak. Yeah, that's right. So listen, but we'll be back with more to recap next episode.
All right. So make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free. Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.